Did the recession of 1952 have anything to do with you becoming a full-time union worker?
No, not at all. When we discuss, when you talk about the hosiery industry, one must remember that there are many various sectors of the industry. There are many different products made by the industry, and the fortunes of one section or sector can be entirely opposite to the fortunes of the other. One can be in depression and one can be in boom situations. You've got the half-holes and the underwear, the outerwear, the ladies' hose sectors. There were two sectors in the ladies' hose. There were the seamless hose sector and the full fashion sector. But it was a recession that hit most of the sections of the industry in 52. Climbed out in about 1954. The decline of the full fashioned hose sector was due to technology more than the marketplace. Ladies' fashions in clothes changed. You got the advent of the miniskirt. And this, coupled with the properties of nylon, made it possible to make a much better product on a seamless hose machine than had been possible with other fibres and other yarns. And the miniskirt and the seamless hose, the bare leg look as was called at that time, swept the marketplace to the detriment of the full-fashioned hose machine. There were other factors involved too. The full-fashioned hose machine was a very large machine that took up considerable factory space. It needed very careful nursing as regards to factory conditions, great deal of money and effort and investment was spent in trying to create the right environmental conditions in which these machines would produce at the maximum humidity and control and temperature control devices. And it wasn't awfully productive in relation to the capacity of the seamless hose machine.